There's no better place to get all of your Big 12 conference news than the Locked On Big 12 podcast hosted by Josh Neighbors. Follow the Locked On Big 12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation. Welcome to the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams, and you can read my work covering the Dallas Cowboys over at InsideTheStar.com. And coming up on today's show, we have, the Oklahoma Sooners lose game one of the College World Series to James Madison University on Thursday, 4-3. And we will talk about that loss here on the Locked On Sooners podcast on the Friday edition of the Locked On Sooners podcast. We'll give you a little bit of a recap in the first segment. Second segment, we'll just talk about what Patty Gasso had to say about the game. In the third segment, we'll talk about what they got to do moving forward and where they need to improve as they head into the consolation bracket or the losers bracket of the College World Series. One more loss and this team is done. But man, it was a really hard fought game. It was one of those contests that had, you know, a big time atmosphere, big time feel, and shout out to the fans that made that a sellout at that game. It was pretty amazing to watch on TV and see the number of people that were there. It's almost like they're going to have to build a bigger stadium out there at some point. I know we've talked about it, or at least it's been mentioned in, you know, Sooner circles that OU probably needs to go ahead and build a bigger stadium for the softball team out there in Norman. But anyway, this was just one of those games that James Madison was in it from the beginning because they have the great equalizer. Just like in baseball, in softball, sometimes even in hockey, like if you've got one player that can pitch as well as Odyssey Alexander can pitch, it changes the dynamic of a game. It doesn't matter where you're ranked. It doesn't matter what conference you play in. It doesn't matter if you're the one seed or unseeded in the tournament, the number 21 team in the top 25 polls or the number one team in the top 25 polls. If you've got a pitcher that's pitching as well as Odyssey Alexander pitched on Thursday, then it doesn't matter, because that is the great equalizer. That is always going to change the complexion of a game because Odyssey Alexander pitched phenomenal. And I want to say this too. Shannon Sale pitched really, really good too. Like, I thought she was really good on the day. Both pitchers really had great days. Odyssey Alexander, I think, was just, she was a little bit better, but you know, her pitching line, she goes 8 innings, allows 6 hits, 3 runs, 9 strikeouts. She throws 129 pitches on the day. And yes, you see the 3 runs, and that was a huge, huge home run by Tiara Jennings, you know, especially after Oklahoma allowed a 3-run home run of their own in the top of the third. And Tiara Jennings comes back in the bottom of the third, and she's able to get a big home run. I thought that was a huge momentum changer for the Oklahoma Sooners to be able to get that back so quickly. But as it was before the home run, and it was after the home run, the bats just fell kind of silent. They only got 6 hits. They only had 2 walks. So they only had 8 base runners in total the whole game. And that's very uncharacteristic of the Sooners. They're usually much more prolific than that. It was just one of those days that they just couldn't get anything consistently happening throughout the game. The Sooners offense after Jocelyn Allo and Tiara Jennings was pretty quiet. I mean, your 3 through 6 hitters, or even the 3 through 7. So yeah, Kinzie Hansen, Jada Coleman, Grace Lyons, Nicole Mendez, and then Lindsey Elam. Those five hitters got one hit, and that was Kinzie Hansen. Jada Coleman, Grace Lyons, Nicole Mendez, Lindsey Elam combined to go 0 for 12 on the day. Again, very uncharacteristic, but that's just how great Odyssey Alexander was on the day. She did not allow the Sooners to string anything together. Even if they got a leadoff batter on base, that player got stranded. They weren't able to get them moving around the base paths. And that's where a lot of the big struggle was, is, you know, Oklahoma just couldn't string anything together. And, you know, that's what softball is about. And it's what baseball is about. It's not just getting one base runner on, but you got to be able to string hits and string base runners together. And aside from the 3-run home run, they just weren't able to do that with any consistency. Even, you know, late in the game, they got a couple runners on base. They ended up with them stranded. And so, yeah, you know, big shout out to Odyssey Alexander and James Madison. You know, they played an errorless defensive game where Oklahoma had two errors. And you have to do that when you're playing a game playing a team that's as good as Oklahoma is. You can't afford to make mistakes. And Odyssey Alexander, she made one mistake, and that was the pitch that she really, you know, she kind of got up in the zone a little bit, but Tiara Jennings, I think, was looking for it, was ready for it, and she took it for a ride. But other than that, that 3-run home run by Tiara Jennings, she really didn't make many mistakes on the day. And, you know, the same could be said for Shannon Sale as well. Like, you know, other than the home runs, which have kind of become a theme of her starts recently, she pitched really, really well herself. You know, she had 9 strikeouts. She only allowed 3 hits, and she had 1 walk. It just really sucks that 2 of those hits were home runs, but her defense didn't help her out. Oklahoma had 2 errors, and, you know, I'll talk a little bit more in the second segment about that close play at first, but it was just unfortunate all the way around. You know, Oklahoma played an okay game. They didn't play their best game, but a lot of that's because Odyssey Alexander pitched a gem. Like I said, aside from the home run that she allowed, she pitched a great game. And that's what happens in the playoffs sometimes, especially in these, you know, one game settings where you're not playing a series, you're playing one game against the team. They can throw out their best pitcher. Sometimes you just get beat, and that's just what happens. That's just part of the game. And so now the Sooners are going to have to rebound and find a way to navigate the consolation bracket in order to find themselves with a chance to win the national championship. It's going to be a long, hard road, but we've seen these girls bounce back from adversity in the past, whether it was a loss to Georgia or a loss to Oklahoma State. They definitely have the wherewithal and the determination to bounce back. And so we'll talk about some of what Patty Gasso had to say after the game in the second segment. In the third segment, we'll talk about their road to the national championship and what they need to do moving forward. But first, let me talk to you about Rock Auto. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts when you can go to RockAuto.com and save? So go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, locked on in there. How did you hear about us, box? So they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. And if you're looking for a way to bet on all your sports action, get in on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball that's in full swing, go to BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action. So before the next pitch, head on over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head on over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And now we're going to talk a little bit about what Patty Gasso had to say about the 4-3 loss to James Madison in the opening round of the College World Series, as compiled by the Sooners Wire and our guy over there, Josh Callaway. He put these quotes together that come from her post-game press conference. And I'll just give you my thoughts on what she had to say. So just impressions of Jane Madison. She said, "I think they have something special going on there. Very calm, very cool, very team oriented, fearless. You felt no fear from them." She said, "It's not that I pay a lot of attention. I was paying more attention to the way we were looking, which was a little out of character for us than the James Madison, and the way James Madison looked. They played well. They were coached well, took advantage of a few of our miscues, hit some timely hitting when they needed to, made most of all their defensive plays, but their pitcher absolutely can take them a little bit further in this tournament. I mean, she has the capability of doing that. I know that, like I said, there's no excuses here. They deserved every minute of that. My focus right now is our team and how we're going to fight through this bracket. Our goal is to stand on Monday. That is our focus. We got a long road to get there. We're going to do our best." And I just wanted to kind of start off, take this quote in a couple segments. So just the first one being the way James Madison looked and just their attitude on the field. They, like she said, they did not look like they were a team afraid of playing the number one team in the country. They played loose. They played free. They played in a way that was very confident. They went up there swinging. They went up there looking to connect. They didn't sit back and wait for Shannon Sale to make mistakes, or they didn't sit back and, you know, try and draw walks. They went up there looking to swing, which is, you know, part of why Shannon Sale got so many strikeouts. You know, when you're an aggressive hitting team, sometimes you're going to swing and miss, but also you're going to get some hits. And James Madison was able to get the hits. The other part of this is that's really interesting is she thought that her team looked a little out of character. And I think kind of what she means by this is, they didn't look like they're, you know, fun, free, happy go lucky selves. And I think a lot of it is, you know, just feeling the tension, the pressure as the number one team to go in there and continue to win, as a team where, you know, if you're Oklahoma and you're the best offensive team in the country, sometimes if it doesn't get going right away, maybe you start to press a little bit. You start to feel like, okay, you gotta work to try and do more. But yeah, they just didn't really seem like the team that we've watched them be, which is a team that they have fun when they play. And aside from the home run, aside from when they got a little bit of a rally going, it was a team that was like, just, I don't know, they just played a little tight. And that can happen. I mean, you know, the playoff pressure, I'm not saying the pressure got to them, but the pressure is there. And sometimes you show up a little bit tense, a little bit tight, and you're not on your game. And that just happens. That happens across all the sports. You just don't have your best game while the other team is having a great game. And that's what happens. And then you get a 4-3 loss. And you know, Patty Gasso's right. You know, their pitcher is fantastic. And, you know, they did what they needed to do to win. Oklahoma didn't. And, what Patty Gasso said is in another quote is, it's as simple as that. You know, they played better. One thing she talked about with Odyssey Alexander, she said, "Look, we flat out got beat. We all admit that. We admit that. Alexander is really, really good. The ball gets on you really, really fast. The ball breaks really, really hard. She changes speeds really, really well. So you better have a good plan. I think at the plate, some of our plans got lost. You can see that by the way we were swinging. So we need to figure out why. Why did our plans get lost? Were the lights too big for you? Was the speed too fast for you? The video will tell us exactly what we need to know so we can work on fixing that as we go forward. And yeah, I mean, they'll need to make some adjustments and get back to playing their game and being disciplined at the plate. But again, that's what happens sometimes when you play against a really good player or you have a really good pitcher, is that you sometimes are going to struggle a bit. And you know, your game plan might get thrown out the window because you begin to feel the tension and the pressure to perform and to make a play and to get a hit. And if you don't stick to your game plan, then that's kind of what happens sometimes. But again, good players can take you out of your game plan. And that's what Odyssey Alexander did. You know, she was fantastic. I don't think I can understate that enough, really. And then, you know, she was asked on how to handle the day off and not let the loss linger. And she said, you have to have a short memory here or you're out of this tournament before you even play your next game. They've been called out. We watched Florida State do it not that long ago, so it can be done. But it's going to have to take a completely different approach, attitude, commitment as a team to stay alive as long as you can. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get prepared. We're going to take this day off that we have off and use it wisely. Just kind of be ready to step in and play for a long time, as long as we can. And she's absolutely right. You can't sit there and dwell on the loss. You just can't dwell on it. You got to go back, you know, like Patty talked about, get in the film room, see what went wrong and adjust and get back to doing what you do. And that's having disciplined approach at the plate, sticking with your game plan and, you know, not allowing the pressure, the tension to get to you. And so they've got to get better. And here's what Tiara Jennings had to say about facing Odyssey Alexander. Yeah, she's a great pitcher. I give all the credit to her. Really effective rise ball that I think we couldn't make adjustments on. But I think that's just what really hurt us in the end, is just making adjustments. I think going in the future, just continue to make those adjustments as quick as we can to try to win ball games. And that's interesting. You know, like, this is a team that you've seen make adjustments and hit better in the middle to later part of the game. And they just weren't able to, like I talked about in the first segment, find any consistency that allowed them to change the outcome of the game. It was just an uncharacteristic loss, you know, where they just weren't able to string enough together. Because aside from the third inning, they basically got shut out for seven innings by Odyssey Alexander. And again, big credit to her. And I also want to mention, like, Shannon Sale. Again, like I said in the first segment, I thought Shannon Sale was really, really good. Aside from the two home runs, she pitched a really, really good game. Again, only allowed four hits, one walk. Or sorry, three hits, one walk. So only four base runners. And just so happens that all four of them scored. I mean, I don't know how or much better you can pitch than that. I mean, the Sooners allowed two errors, so that's six base runners. But you yourself as the pitcher were only credited for allowing four base runners. So if only six base runners reached base and four of them scored, I mean, that, you know, you still pitched a really good game because you only allowed six base runners. So I don't know. I thought Shannon Sale pitched well. They needed her to pitch well. They needed her to go, you know, out for out with Odyssey Alexander. And she did for the most part. Yes, it was disappointing. And yes, you know, she got beat in the eighth inning off that solo shot. But sometimes you just get beat. That's just the nature of the game. But I felt like she pitched really, really well. And they're going to need her to continue to pitch well if they're going to have a chance to get back into the tournament and potentially win the College World Series. It's not impossible. It's a hard road, but it's not impossible. Nothing's impossible. So coming up next, we will talk about who Oklahoma has next and what they're going to have to do to find a way to navigate the loser's bracket of the College World Series. But first, let me talk to you about Made In. Made In produces professional quality cookware and knives for those who love to cook. They source the finest materials and partner with renowned craftsmen to make premium kitchen tools available directly to you without the markup. Made-in products are made to last, and they offer a lifetime guarantee. Their cookware distributes heat evenly and can easily go from the stovetop to the oven, and their knives are fully forged, perfectly balanced, and stay sharp. They have 28,000 plus five-star reviews, and their products are used by some of the world's best chefs at Michelin-starred restaurants around the world. Made In, better cookware for better meals. And right now, by listening to the Locked On Podcast Network, Made In has made an offer that you can't refuse. Made In is offering our listeners 15% off your first order with promo code Locked On. This is the best discount available anywhere online for Made In products. Go to madeincookware.com/lockedon and use promo code Locked On for 15% off your first order. That's madeincookware.com/lockedon. Use promo code all one word Locked On. And then we got to talk to you about the best tasting protein bar ever, and that's Built Bar. Built Bar, I've been telling you about this since the day one that I took over this podcast. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. It's easy to eat. It's 100% covered in chocolate. It is fantastic, and it is fantastic for you. They've got 9 great flavors in coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, and they're always coming out with new flavors. Right now, they've got the grasshopper cookie out that tastes like a thin mint. It is great. You're going to love it. If you've eaten a lot of protein bars, like I've eaten a lot of protein bars, they're just grainy, right? They just taste gritty. They taste earthy, not Built Bar. Built Bar, it tastes like a candy bar, and you're going to love eating it. You're not going to feel bad for eating it either, because it only has 130 calories, 180 calories, 17, 18 grams of protein, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 net carbs. If you're on a keto diet, it's perfect for that. If you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to build muscle, this Built Bar, this protein bar is the one for you. And now you can go to builtbar.com. You can use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your first order. You can go to builtbar.com, use LOCKED15 for 15% off your next order at builtbar.com. And today on the Locked On Today podcast, an embarrassing exit for the Lakers. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So we had one person on Twitter respond, gave his thoughts on the game. And he said, and here's what Ryan J. Keller at Ryan Keller 41 had to say. He says, I think the team came into the game today a tad overconfident. If we're looking for the glass half full angle, maybe now having to the win or go home pressure will refocus this team. Could be bad news for the rest of the teams. Boomer. And I like that perspective. I mean, you know, they're going to have to be on their game. And it's kind of like what we talked about earlier in the season is with the adversity, maybe you've awakened the sleeping giant. Maybe if you get a team that is focused, determined, and ready to just let it all hang out there every single game, who knows what's going to happen. And that's the great thing about this team is they are good enough to run the table from this point out and win the College World Series. They're that good. And now we got to talk about what Oklahoma's got to do moving forward and who they'll face in their consolation opener of the College World Series. So Saturday, 11 a.m., they will face the Georgia Bulldogs for a chance to stay in the College World Series tournament. And they cannot afford to have their bats go silent again. They really can't. Probably we'll get Nicole May or Shannon Sale on Saturday. And this is a team that if they have any shot or any chance at advancing in the College World Series, then they have to find consistent bats and play much better offensively and defensively. They can't afford an error. They can't afford 2 errors. That's how tight these games are going to be. And they're going to have to play loose. They're going to have to play free. They're going to have to play with fun and joy of the game, because that's when they're at their best, is when they're playing free, they're playing loose. And they're going to have to get better performances from the middle of their lineup. They can't have, you know, Jada Coleman, Grace Lyons, Nicole Mendez, Lindsey Elam with 0-for days. They just can't. They need that. And that's been the strength of this lineup all year, is that they get good hitting 1-9 in their lineup. It's not just about one or two players. They can get good hitting from anybody in the lineup, and they have to get that moving forward. Because, you know, T.R. Jennings was the only player with multiple hits, and they only had five players with hits. So they've got to be better. They just have to be. And, you know, for the pitching staff, they have to realize that one mistake, one ball just kind of left out over the plate, it could be gone. It could be launched for a home run. And that's just kind of the simplicity of it. They've got to, you know, not tighten up their games a little bit, but be able to keep the ball out of the heart of the strike zone. You know, that I think it was the 3-run homer that Shannon Sell allowed, I think, or maybe it was the home run in the eighth inning, one of the two. You know, she threw three straight pitches to the exact same part of the plate. She's got to mix it up a little bit better than that. You know, credit to, you know, James Madison hitter who was able to hit the home run, but she's got to mix up her locations and mix up her pitches a little bit better than that. But again, she pitched a great game and Oklahoma just got beat. Now, James Madison was a team coming in that had only lost two games the entire year. So they're pretty good too. I mean, they're obviously a really good team. They've made it this far. And so Oklahoma is going to have to figure out a way to bounce back against the Georgia team that they dropped a game to earlier in this season. And which Georgia team are they going to face? Are they going to face the team that they lost to in the opener of that doubleheader? Or are they going to face the team that they run ruled in the second game of that doubleheader? That's some of the excitement and drama that we'll find out about on Saturday at 11 a.m. But man, I really hope that we can continue talking about, you know, some wins on this team, because obviously winning is more fun. But this is a team that has been the best in the country, and they just ran into a really hot pitcher on a great day. And it was unfortunate, but that's just the way the ball bounces sometimes. And I haven't talked about it yet, but we got to talk about that close play at first base. And yes, close play. It should have been an out. At the same time, umpires miss calls all the time. It was that close of a play that the only way that you could have really, I mean, maybe with a naked eye, you could have seen that it was an out from the beginning, maybe not, but it was really, really close. And it's understandable that they called her safe. I can understand that, because not only are you are you watching, but you're kind of listening for the sound of the ball hitting the glove. And, you know, you watch that replay and like the ball is in the glove kind of, but you know, it's like still moving in, and you know, the first baseman hasn't really closed their glove on the ball when she touches the bag, but it's a close play. And one play shouldn't be the determiner of your game. Like, they didn't hit well enough. They didn't pitch well enough. I mean, Shannon Sell pitched well enough to win, but the bats didn't hit well enough. And so you can't really fault one play, one missed call by one umpire as the reason why you lost that game. Did it impact the game? Absolutely it did. It absolutely impacted the game, because you get that out and then maybe they're not bunting there on the following plate appearance. Maybe there's not an error, then maybe you don't have two runners on. It impacted the play, 100% it did. But the biggest story of this game was the way Odyssey Alexander handled the Oklahoma Sooners hitters. It wasn't a missed call by an umpire at first base in the third inning, because Oklahoma had chances to string some things together. They just couldn't do it. Oklahoma's two errors hurt. Probably more than that did. You know, the two home runs, yes, they hurt. But again, games rarely come down to one play. Now, if that was a play that was at the end of the inning or end of the eighth inning, and you know, they had a runner on third that scored because that was called a safe play versus an out play. Well, yeah, that changes the game. That's a huge moment, and it costs you the game. But rarely do games come down to one play at one base. They usually, there's so many things that go into what can lead to a win or what can lead to a loss. And yes, you can be upset about it, but again, it was a really, really close play, and umpires are going to get it wrong sometimes. Now that brings a question: should college softball, the NCAA, bring replay into softball? They've added it in football. It's in basketball. I don't see why not. I mean, you know, the technology is there. It's available. Maybe you should add it. That's a discussion that maybe might be worth having. But I think that this is just one of those situations where it's like, well, that sucks. What are you going to do? It didn't go our way this time. Didn't go the Sooners way. And that's going to happen. Sometimes you're going to have calls go for you. You're going to have calls go against you. It's just the way sports works. And as much as it would be more fun to sit on here and complain about it and, you know, rip the umpires, I played enough baseball to know that sometimes those calls just don't go your way and you can't cry about it. You just got to get up off the field, get up off the dirt and get back to it. If Tiara Jennings doesn't bobble the ball, getting it out of her glove, it's not a close play. It's an out and it's no big deal. Right. I mean, Tiara Jennings is a great defensive second baseman. She bobbled the ball on that play, getting it out of her glove. And that's what created the close play. It wasn't just the umpire that had anything to do with it. Tiara Jennings did too. And I'm not here to rail Tiara Jennings. She made a great play. It was a difficult play to make. She's, you know, she made that diving play. She's trying to take the ball out of her glove in a quick, you know, she's got to do it quick. She knows she has to, but she still bobbled it. And that's what created the close play. And so you can't completely fault the umpire. Got to throw a little bit of that on Tiara Jennings. If she makes a cleaner transition from the glove to her hand, then it's an out, but she didn't. And yes, it changed the complexion of the game. And the Sooners have to understand that every little thing matters. Every little thing matters. They can't afford a bobble here, a bobble on a bunt play on the following play. They just can't. Everybody's gunning for Oklahoma. Everybody's out to prove that they're better than the number one team in the country. And Oklahoma's going to have to respond. And that's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for tuning in every single day like you do. Make sure you follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Sooners, on Facebook, Locked On Sooners podcast. Interact with us there. Let me know what you think about Oklahoma heading into the college football season, the Oklahoma Sooners weekend in the consolation bracket of the Women's College World Series. You can find us on Google, Spotify, Apple, Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to leave us a 5-star rating. Love to hear your feedback. Send me an email, lockedonsooners@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your take on what's going on with Oklahoma Sooners softball, your predictions for Oklahoma Sooners football, where we're heading in 2021. I hope you're having a great summer so far. Hope you're having a safe one. Hope you get to enjoy some great weather this weekend. And I will talk to you again on Monday. Again, my name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. And until Monday, Boomer Sooner!